We talked earlier about you being everywhere. You've appeared on TBN, Praise the Lord, Bobby Jones Gospel. How has that transformed, or how has that changed Mika King?
I don't know that the appearances changed me so much as the process of you know, releasing this music and God developing this ministry. I wouldn't say so much the actual things that I've done as far as appearances, but just what God has done in me through, you know, taking me through this process. And even, you know, with the live recording, it being years before that night actually happened and getting to that place where I see what God showed me years and years before, that changed me in a way that it ignited my faith, and it showed me that with God, all things are possible. When he says it, it's not impossible. That, you know, he can do anything, and all we're responsible for doing is just having faith and trust in him, believing in the promise, and being faithful to what he's told us. So it changed me in that way, that I developed an increased and stronger faith in walking out that journey.
Tell us about your singing as a part of that Lion King show.
Oh, the recent one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the recent one. We just did, it's called Harambe Nights, and it was a 20th anniversary celebration of the Lion King movie. Hard to believe that movie has been out for 20 years. And it has, and it was a celebration that Disney put together. And we had a group of singers and dancers and a live orchestra and celebrity narrators, and it was an incredible experience. We had Broadway choreographers that worked with us, and I was able to do a little feature solo in the show, and it was magical. It really was. And we had so many people come and see the show during our 10-week run, and the show's done for now, but there may be some word of it coming back, and so we're really excited about it. But it just was a blessing to be a part of something so huge for the Disney company and to be a part of opening an actual show. So that was really, really cool.
Mika, you also played Aretha Franklin's character in the Blues Brothers show at Universal.
Yes.
How was that? That's got to be awesome and kind of maybe intimidating, I would think.
Well, I mean, when you look at me, I don't necessarily look like Aretha Franklin. And when you hear me, I don't necessarily sound like her. But that's where the acting skills come in.
All right.
And so it was really, I played that character actually for 11 years. And it just is a really fun show, a lot of energy. The Blues Brothers are great. And, you know, it just was really cool to play such an iconic figure in music, you know, and to sing songs like Respect and Think and all of that. And, I loved it. It was a really, really cool experience. And Universal Studios is a part of a huge part of my journey. I actually do a show there now called Celestina Warbeck and the Banshees, and it is a show that they created specifically with and for an African-American female lead. And she is a British jazz singer that I play. And it's just incredible that this company has really developed this role and allowed us this opportunity, you know, to be able to do that and to really step out as an African-American female.
Did I see something about you being involved in Holy Land?
Yes, many years ago, I was one of the performers at the Holy Land Experience in Orlando. It's the Christian theme park here. And that was a great experience as well. We would do daily shows. It was just, you know, just like any other theme park, except it was all biblically themed. And so that was great.
In the remaining moments, let's get back to Believe. What would you want one to get from Believe when they listen to you, Mika?
My heart for Believe is that people will walk away from that CD believing in God, believing the word of God, and believing God for the impossible. I feel that we live in a day where people think truth is relative and that there's all these options out there. But the truth is, there is only one truth and there is only one God. And so I want people to have a real encounter with God. I'm making bold declarations about who he is and how we get to know him, who his son is, and that we come to the Father through him. And that once we do, this journey that we're on is so beautiful. And in all of its suffering and in all of its blessing, that there's this faith that we have inside of us that connects us to God. And that's what I want people to walk away with when they listen to this CD. I want them to be inspired to worship. I want them to be inspired to love more, to serve more, to give more, to lead more. But I really, really want them to encounter God in a way that they never have before, that ignites their faith to a new level.
Mika, where can your fans find you? Do you tweet, or you're on Facebook, Instagram, Vine?
Absolutely. I have all of that. My Facebook is Mika King Music. That's M-E-K-A-K-I-N-G Music. My Twitter is just Mika King. My Instagram is just Mika King. And so you can find me there. And I also have a YouTube channel, and you can find my videos there. My my brand new single, Amazing God, is out, and it's on iTunes, and the video for that is also on YouTube, and Believe will be releasing next month, and so I'm very excited about that as well.
How is Amazing God going for you?
Amazing God is great. I love the song, and I love hearing what it is inspiring in people. I got a message from a young woman in Australia who heard the song and sent me a note of encouragement to let me know just how blessed she was and how encouraged she was hearing Amazing God. And so I'm very excited about that. I want people to understand the magnitude of this God we serve. And, you know, it's hard to put into words how truly incredible he is. And amazing is just one of the words that we can use to describe him. But he's holy, he's righteous, he's faithful, he's all of that. And I just want people to celebrate him in that and be inspired to worship. When I heard that song, it literally lifted me out of a hopeless place. And I pray that it will do that for others.
Mika, it has been a pleasure. May God continue to bless you in all that you do. And again, the new project will be out soon called Believe. Mika, thanks for being a guest inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Our guest, Mika King.